The prisoner exchange of Victor Boot for Brittany Griner is an encouraging sign for families of other Americans imprisoned in Russia. Mark Fogel has been detained since August of last year. His family is hoping Griner's release means that he's one step closer to returning home. Julia Zenkvich from member station WESA reports.
For much of his career, Fogel taught the children of ambassadors and diplomats at international schools across the globe. In August 2021, he was headed to Russia to start his 10th and final year of teaching at the Anglo-American School of Moscow, but he never made it to the school. Instead, he was arrested in a Moscow airport for carrying a small amount of prescribed medical marijuana he used to treat debilitating chronic back pain. His case bears a striking similarity with Griner's. Fogel was charged with drug smuggling and possession and was given a 14-year sentence. This fall, the 61-year-old was moved to IK2, a hard labor penal colony. Lisa Highland, Fogel's sister, says she's happy Griner is home. She's trying to be optimistic about what that could mean for her brother's safe return.
Certainly, I'm very glad that she's come home. She didn't deserve the sentence that she got either. It's somewhat hopeful in that, obviously there are still negotiations going on. But of course, we want Mark to be the one on that plane.
Highland and her family are working with members of Congress to have Fogel declared wrongfully detained. The designation would allow the U.S. government to put more resources towards securing his release. But Highland is disappointed that her brother's case seems to have drawn less attention than those of other detained Americans. When President Joe Biden announced Griner's release, he mentioned Paul Whelan, a former U.S. Marine detained on espionage charges, but not Fogel.
One thing that's been discouraging is we haven't heard Mark's name, at the press conferences. And I'd like to hear President Biden mention Mark's name, too.
Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey, Democratic Congressman Connor Lamb, and Republican Congressman Guy Reschenthaler have all urged the Biden administration to prioritize Fogel's return. On Thursday, a spokesperson for the State Department reaffirmed the department's commitment to helping people detained overseas, but declined to comment on Fogel's case specifically. Highland said she is not aware of any prisoner swap plan for Fogel. For NPR News, I'm Julia Zenkvich in Pittsburgh.